and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And today we have on the show a very old friend of mine, Jacob Conde. Hi, hey. Jacob.
What up?
So I wanted to have Jacob on the show today because he's a fellow podcaster. He had approached me probably a couple of months ago about wanting to start his own podcast at the same time that one of my other friends has started a podcast. And as most of you know who listen to podcasts, it's become really a phenomenon. And just to give you a little bit of background, if you've been listening to the podcast, you already know this, but I started listening to podcasts back in 2015 or 16 when my friend told me about NPR. And I thought NPR was just like white people news that was just boring. So I said, oh, I don't really want to listen to NPR. And she's like, oh, but Amneris, they have really good topics. It's right. Almost like having like an audiobook. But it's like a short story, you know, they talk about something that's going on in the news, or they have different like topics like murder, mystery, romance, or whatever. So I started listening to NPR, but I didn't know about like SoundCloud or a podcast app or nothing like that. Then later on in life, I was looking for spiritual help and I couldn't get myself to church. So I would watch church online, but I wanted to be able to listen to church while I was like on the treadmill.
Right.
So I started listening to a church podcast. And that's kind of how I got kind of here, where I listened to the church podcast. I loved it. Started finding podcasts about like women's health. And for me, since I'm a reader, which I definitely want to talk about, because Jacob was talking on his podcast about how he doesn't read. So I have to drag him a little bit. But since I'm like a forever student and I'm like a huge nerd. So obviously when I'm at work, I can't read like I would love to. So when I'm working, I would listen to the podcast, and then I started to kind of create one of my own. But today is not about me. I just wanted to give you kind of, you know, guys, a background to say that, you know, you never know what a passion of yours or something as simple as listening to an audiobook or a podcast to kind of, like, birth something like having your own podcast. And right. I know a lot of people who are doing them now. So welcome, Jacob, again.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you on because I would never have thought that you would be on the podcast. Like, you would have a podcast, be on my podcast. This is crazy.
Right. It's interesting to see, like, how things transpire. The fact that we even have podcasts. Like, there's times I go to, like, the Apple podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, my podcast is right there. You know,
like, isn't that wild?
Yeah, like, I almost like an artist. Like, you can go to iTunes and be like, hey, that's right, my song. Like,
right.
That's my podcast.
Isn't that weird?
In Apple.
Oh,
like,
my
that's,
God.
It's kind of dope.
How did that feel the first time? Because, you know, you had approached me about doing the podcast. You know, you probably did your research and things like that. So how did it feel the first time you saw your name in iTunes for you?
It was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just one of those things, like, I never thought that I would, before I thought about having this podcast, I never thought about having one. It was never an idea. I listened to them here and there. But it just, for me, wasn't a thought. So now it's like, oh, wow, that's something I own. Like, that's mine. And I put it out there for literally anybody, anywhere to hear. So it's just exciting. It's a good feeling.
Right. And for those of you who... Those of you who don't know, I was going to say, for those of you who don't know, Jacob is a soccer player, and so he's traveled around the world playing soccer and during his studies and things like that. So do you think that influenced you a little bit as well around doing the podcast?
100%. For those of you guys that don't know, the podcast is called How'd I Get Here?
Yes.
Shameless plug. But
no, yeah. I was like, wait, did I say the name of the podcast? Sorry.
No, it's... Because my thing is, like, even when I edit my episodes, sometimes I don't even go back and listen to them because it's weird to hear my own voice.
Oh, I would hate it. Yeah,
you know
I hate
what
it
I
still.
Mean? So, like, even then, it's, like, it's weird to hear my own voice. But to answer your question, it definitely has because the basic premise of the podcast is, like, people from 18 to 30 live in this. Wait, can I curse?
Is that, of course, yeah.
My bad. people from like 18 to 30 live in this, like, what the fuck phase.
Okay.
You know, like,
Like, what am I doing
with myself? Yeah, what am I doing with my life? Where am I going? What's going on?
Right.
Whatever.
A midlife crisis?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And initially, that's what I wanted the podcast to be named.
A midlife crisis?
No, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay.
But somebody already has it. So then I just look at my travels, because you figure at 17 years old, mm-hmm. I left to go to college in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. From Buffalo, I went to England, then Spain, then Croatia. Mm-hmm. Lived in Chicago, mm-hmm. Boston. I've traveled. Mm-hmm. And I'm in no way got this life thing figured out, but I've encountered a lot in the 9 years mm-hmm. since I've left for college that I think people can relate to. And say, oh, I'm not alone. Like, somebody... Because that's an issue. A lot of people think they're alone when they're going through stuff. Mm-hmm. So I try to just start conversation based on experiences that I went through in my travels.
And you are pretty talkative. So yeah. I'm not even surprised that you decided, all these times that I was talking to people out here, I could have been gathering information about, how do people get to where they are now? Which is so interesting, because I think... As millennials, when we're looking at people who quit their jobs and focus on their side hustles, become photographers, become influencers, all these cool jobs that you don't go to school for, you're like, how did you do that? Like, how did you get there?
Right.
So I love the name of the podcast. I meant to tell you that.
Thank you. I wish I remembered how I got the name.
What? You don't remember?
I was drunk.
Oh my god.
And I was, Q. Pathways. Q.
Quinn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was with him, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure he remembers the story, mm-hmm. but I had How'd I Get Here, and I had another title, mm-hmm. and I was just chopping it up with him, and he was like, nah, How'd I Get Here? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And then wrote it down, kind of how you just said, I talk a lot to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'll be in mid-conversation at a bar, coffee shop, chilling with the homies, mm-hmm. and we'll break into conversation, and I'll just open my notepad and just write down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can literally show you my notepad right
now. Oh, I thought you meant an actual notepad.
No, my phone.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
No, I'll whip out my notepad and my phone and be like, yeah, don't mind me, I'm just writing down something you said. And mm-hmm. A lot of the episodes kind of stem from that, just mm-hmm. Conversations, and then I think oh, that reminds me of the time in England. Boom, boom, boom. And then an episode idea is birthed.
Is adopted, right?
Yeah.
You told me that you thought about this idea a year ago. What happened then that made you think, I think this should be a podcast, or I think that this should be recorded and published to the world?
So I was at a G-Eazy concert. Mm-hmm. And there was this kid, I want to say... He had Down syndrome, mm-hmm. and he was sitting right behind us. It was me and my boy Charlie, and the kid tried to go dance with these girls. So the girls kind of like, nah, get away from us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were like, bro, that's foul. Like, regardless of if he has Down syndrome or not, the kid's just trying to have fun. We're
exactly.
At a concert, right?
Exactly.
So then, and once again, I was drunk. A lot of my good ideas come from that.
Okay.
I stopped and I looked around and just everybody at this concert, and everybody was having a good time. Mm-hmm. And the way I put these two together is a mm-hmm. stretch. And then I look at this kid just trying to have a good time, right? And mm-hmm. it hit me that people go to concerts, we go out to eat, we do drugs, whatever, to get an escape from life, you mm-hmm. know? And now that we're at this concert, we're having a good time and nothing matters. You know, mm-hmm. this kid mm-hmm. almost forgets that he has, Down syndrome. He's here having a good time. So then I was like, you know what? Maybe that's something that needs to be talked about. The mm-hmm. fact that we do these things and we're hiding from our issues. And okay. I was talking to my boy Charlie. He was like, yo, you should we initially said a blog.
Okay.
And... like you said earlier, I don't read. So I was like, if I don't read, I damn sure ain't about to start writing. So
it's okay. You have your strengths.
Right. Yeah. That's not one of them. So then I put on Instagram one of those polls. And mm. it was like, do you guys watch vlogs or blogs? What is better?
Okay.
And then I started telling people about the idea. And they're like, yo, you should get a podcast. And then that. So I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. And then it kind of just
fell
in. Yeah.
That's awesome. But and it's funny because you were like, this is going to be a stretch, but it makes sense. You have this moment of reflection at your concert and you're thinking like, wow, like, how is it that we all got here and how is it that we spend so much time running away from our things?
Right.
And why do we do that?
Yeah.
But that seems, are you going to be addressing mental health on the podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the way I want to bring that, well, start that episode, I used to be a huge Kanye fan.
Okay.
And I haven't listened to Kanye's last two albums. And it has nothing to do with, like, his support of Donald Trump or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, like, there's clearly something mentally wrong with Kanye.
Have
like,
you seen his interview on Netflix?
No.
With David Letterman?
Someone told me to watch that.
David Letterman. Okay.
But,
you should before you do the podcast.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, a person of Kanye's, like, icon, right?
Right.
He's on Twitter today saying like, hey, I need help, da da, but then tomorrow, ain't nothing wrong with me, I'm a god. Now imagine if somebody like Kanye came out and said, look, I'm struggling with depression, suicidal thoughts, XYZ. Imagine if someone like him said that and stuck to it, the amount of people he would help.
And I think, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think he did say that.
And he very well had.
Okay.
And that's the thing. He very well could have, but I'd like stopped listening to Kanye long ago. And that's an unfair critique for me to just like cut him off.
Right.
But that's how I want to start that episode.
And
I'll do my homework before and say, watch the, because you're like the second person to tell me.
Only because I'm almost positive. I know, I think that's a great way to start the episode. There's actually a, if you're interested, because you know I'm a therapist, so now you done triggered something in me. There's a talk about mental health for Black communities that could probably be helpful for you to attend if this is something you really want to get in deep with, because people get really upset if you talk about mental health and you're not certified you know you're not being sensitive, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And Kanye West has definitely talked about his mental health, but the problem is that what you said, he'll say that he has bipolar, which he says he has bipolar one and something else, but then his behavior is strange.
I think you're saying it better. That makes more of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like, it's just like, what is he coping properly?
And it's easier said than done.
Right.
Like you said, I'm like, I don't know much about it. I've had friends and family that deal with, you know, numerous conditions. And that's my, like, experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something I would want to talk about, because that's something people go through. You know?
And men of color do not talk about mental health. So if you gathered your friends who struggle with a mental illness and they were okay with disclosing or talking about their struggles with suicide and depression and anxiety, that I think that would be really fruitful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good topic, only because, you know, a lot of people struggle with it.
Yeah, for sure.
What are some other, like, topics are you hoping for the podcast?
Man, put me on the spot.
Sorry.
So let's see. I have there's a episode about fate versus coincidence.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people often just coin stuff up like, oh, that's a coincidence. You know, I don't. And don't pay attention to the signs of life. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally think the universe is talking to us.
Right. You know, and I would like to, you know, just bring light on that. And my thing is, if people are listening, whether I'm right or wrong, whether they agree with me, whatever, I just want to spark conversation, you know, or just put ideas in people's heads like, oh, I didn't think about that, or I didn't think about it that this way, and then take whatever they take from my episodes and apply it to their lives.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing, because I think if people start to think like, all right, this is meant for me, I want this, they're going to start kind of like manifesting it and kind of start like living it, as opposed to like, oh, I want to be a soccer player, here's this opportunity, it might be the one that opens the door, but I'm gonna ignore it.
Right.
You know, like, no, there's an opportunity, seize it. So that's one topic.
I like that. Do you feel as if you want to focus more on life topics or interviewing people and their journeys? Because I know that that was kind of the angle for how did I get here.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Like, there's the episode 3 that's coming out mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Nice.
I don't know if you know him, Chris Prescott. Mm-mm. He's
an athlete, because I think I saw his information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he plays professional basketball player. And he grew up in Bloomfield, went to Northwest Catholic, went to St. Joe's.
He went to St. Joe's?
Yeah.
Nice.
Went to St. Joe's, played basketball there.
Oh, yeah, Coach Calhoun is there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Played in Panama.
So he's talking about his athletic career?
So we talk about his past, present, and future of basketball, but now he's mm-hmm. no longer playing. And he has a business that he trains people, but he trains kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's very intertwined with the Manchester school system.
Nice.
So in the episode, he talks about, like, the sacrifices he's had to make mm-hmm. and decisions and things like that. And if you listen to the episode and think, like, oh, he's an athlete, I can't relate to him, then everything's going to go over your head because... Right. In life, people have to make sacrifices. Like, mm-hmm. He talks about he had an ill family member, so he had to transfer schools and come closer to home. So that was, he had a good situation, but mm-hmm. he had to make a sacrifice. And now people say, oh, maybe I have to make sacrifices. And that's kind of how his journey can apply mm-hmm. to other people. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So there'll be some episodes that I'm talking about my journey and life lessons. Mm-hmm. And then some episodes where it's like, hey, let me bring you in. And how'd you get here to your podcast and your journey
and things like that.
Right. So it'll be a mix of, because his episode, not that it wasn't supposed to happen, but I was at a happy hour. Mm-hmm. And I was just chopping it up with him. He was like, yo, come through. Like, I want you to train some of our soccer players. We've got mm-hmm. our own gym, da da da. And I was like, yo, like, for sure, but I got to get you on the podcast because I've known him since the 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back. He was like, yo, absolutely. So yeah. When I got back from Puerto Rico I got back like 2 Thursdays ago or something mm-hmm. like that. But last Sunday, mm-hmm. went to his gym and we recorded the episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was pretty dope.
And I think that's one of the things that you're going to find. Once you start recording the podcast and you're like immersed in it, is that it's gonna open so many doors for you.
Right.
For me, I think I was in a completely different place in my life before I started the podcast. Mm-hmm. My dad had just passed away. I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was I was talking to somebody who was like mentally toxic. It was just like a lot going on. I was like suicidal. Right. It was mad stuff going on. And I wanted something creative. And I remember starting the podcast, not knowing what it was going to be about. But since I've started it, I've established so many relationships here in Hartford. Mm-hmm. And for someone like yourself who, like, grew up here, not in Hartford, but greater Hartford area, Bloomfield, right. You know, grew up here, left, and is back as a young adult, I'm sure you'll understand that, like, it must have been hard adjusting. Because you were just sure. like, what do I do? Is there anything to do? Yeah. Like, what is there to do for fun? It's the same people. It's the same town. Right, like, you probably had a hard time getting your footing. And starting the podcast allowed me to kind of step out of my comfort zone. Because one day I walk into Story and Soul and I interview Michael.
Right.
And then randomly talk to Elijah because, you know, he's friendly as hell.
Yeah.
And then he introduces me to Lina Luz, who does my logo. And then I go to Cultura Negrita and meet all these people. And then I do a random photo shoot. I don't like being in front of the camera, but I did a photo shoot. And then I meet Brandon Serafino, right? That's how you say his name. And then I meet him. And then I meet all these people. Then I decide I'm going to do a podcast launch party. And I, for the first, like,
that
two...
That was raw, by the way.
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah, I think I was in Chicago or Boston. When you did, like, I wasn't in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember following it. I was like, yo, that's so... And this was, like, way before I had a thought of it. Mm-hmm. But that was raw.
It was very fun. It was very fun. Like, I think I expected it to be... I expected something different, but the result was perfect. I don't know how to explain it, but it was all my friends were there.
Right.
I had never did anything where all my friends are there. And that's exactly what it was. Like, there was maybe, like, 3 people that I didn't know.
Yeah.
But it was everybody in my current life that I fuck with heavy.
Right.
In one room.
That's love.
And that was so cool because everyone was talking. Because, I have a lot of friends that know each other. So everyone was talking. No one was in a corner somewhere. There was a handful of people who came who I didn't know, quote unquote. But they came with somebody that I knew.
That's love. That's,
it was beautiful. Yeah. And it's just, I'm always so thankful, this season. I even contemplated not doing it.
Really?
Because I didn't know. Yes.
My bad.
Look at your face. You're like, really?
Hold on.
We did not talk about that. Because, but what you said, you don't want to burn out and run out of content. Right. The first two seasons I came in, the first season I came in strong.
Yeah.
I had an episode every week from January to June. So for 6 months.
Damn.
I had an episode every single week. And I took the summer off, mostly because Gabby at the time was like, let's both take a break and kind of figure out what season two is going to look like.
Right.
I moved in here, decided I have a studio now. I'm just going to invite people over, open this up to be kind of creative space.
Mm-hmm.
Season two came and I got busy as hell.
Right. Life.
Yeah. All of a sudden I'm in a relationship and I got to make time for somebody else. It's just weird. Yeah. When you're by yourself and you're in a selfish point in your life, you don't have to think about nobody else and consider nobody else. And that's a learning moment for me. Having to consider somebody else, having a long distance relationship, thinking about my mom and all these other things, not living with her was another factor. So season two, I did a lot of rerun episodes.
Right.
And season three, which by now when people listen to this episode, then they'll know I'm not putting on an episode every week. I can't. Because I simply am not going to put out content just to put out content.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, in this year, in 2019, I've been focusing on a lot of quality over quantity.
Right.
That's when I told you before we started recording that when you reached out to me, I wanted to meet with you and see you and talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just send you a quick hey, this is how you do a podcast.
And then that's it. Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen you in so long. I'm like, where is this coming from? So that's been my mood all 2019 is that I've been hibernating, working, building, and when I get together with people, there's more depth involved.
And it's intentional. You have a purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything is purposeful. And I think the podcast is going to be impacted by that.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen with my listenership. I had two girls that reached out to me who are fans, I guess, of the podcast on Instagram and on Facebook Messenger were like, hey, girl, when are you coming back? I miss you. And I'm like, that hit me hard because I'm just I feel bad.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't have. If this is not our full-time job.
Right.
Those nice podcasts that you guys listen to, The Read or The Friend Zone or I'm trying to think of some other ones, some really good ones. Though those are the two I listen to.
Yeah.
They do that for their full-time job, or they have a producer. They go and record, and somebody else, an engineer, is developing it for them and
for
posting
sure.
it. But we're the creator, editor, producer, everything.
Everything. Yeah.
It's a lot.
And I mean, shout out to, those two girls that hit you up and, even the people.
I know.
That, because how you're saying, we're doing this because we want to.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It makes us feel good, right? We want to put this out. And for people, I've had multiple people hit me up, hey, I like what you're doing, or hey, thanks for doing this.
Right,
I can connect or whatever. People I've known for years, or people I barely know. And that makes it worth it. You know what I mean? And that's good to hear that, even if I had 10 listeners on an episode, that those 10 people, if 5 of them reach out and say hey, I appreciate this, or I liked what you said. And I think that's the best part, when they're like, oh, when you said this, I was like, oh, well, you're listening. Because that was 27 minutes in, and I know so shout out to everybody that's listening to both of our podcasts.
Yeah,
we appreciate y'all.
It makes a lot of difference, whether it's a podcast, a clothing line.
Yeah.
People really appreciate when you show up for them.
Yeah.
But two of my friends, Chris and Michael, Team 110, they were on the podcast and they had a pop-up at T-Mobile. I showed up.
Oh,
I bought some stuff.
Yeah.
I've known them since, you know them.
Yeah,
since Pathways. Yeah, duh. I forgot we went to high school together. Duh. Oh my God, but that's a perfect example. I barely spoke to them in high school.
Right.
But we've been following each other, and Michael has been instrumental, like, in the podcast success because he's been so supportive.
Yeah.
And then when he had his pop-up, I showed up, I saw Liz, I saw the kids, I bought stuff. And it's like, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking sticker. I bought Elijah's sticker. Yeah. It was like, what? Like $1.50? Right, yeah. I don't even know. He's selling these like cute ass little stickers. I just bought them. This thing is from Lena Luz. I bought that from her. I have this beautiful Afro Latina painting or digital art piece in my office that Lena Luz made for me, but I bought it from her at a tag sale and I got it framed. And it's like a beautiful piece. And it's just like, whatever your friend is doing, my podcast party, my friend was the event coordinator.
Oh, that's dope.
I'm sure I could have done it by myself.
Right.
I'm not saying it's easy, but having her do it, like, took the stress off my shoulder and it put her out there.
Right, right.
And it's just like, whatever we can do to put people on, we have to.
Yeah.
And it really helps telling your follow, you know, somebody that you care about or that you follow or that you admire, hey, I like what you're putting out, or I like this, so I'm going to support you by buying this.
Yeah, for sure.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure that you like the recognition, you know.
Oh, no, and that's the thing, like, I had no expectations of this, you know what I mean? Like, I said it in the first episode, I was like, I might do one episode and be like, all right, that's not for me.
Right.
Or I might do 10 seasons, blow up, and I'll be the next Charlamagne the guy, who knows? But the thing is, like, when people are, like, responding, it's a great feeling. So,
and we all started somewhere. I mean, most, like, Apple, Microsoft, all that start in, like, the garage or something? Yeah, yeah. Facebook?
Uh-huh. All I think that. They both did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
know, I don't read books.
Yeah. Stop, Jacob! That makes me so sad.
I'm a terrible influence, y'all.
Oh, God. Do not listen to him.
I didn't say you shouldn't read books. I just said that I personally don't read books.
So then what do you do in your...
You know what? It's not that
I'm not saying anything bad.
No, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know I'm not sensitive. It's not that I don't read books, because I will read a book.
Mm-hmm.
But you've known me since, I was...
Very
13.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, literally very small, yes.
Oh, my God.
So... I'm like energetic. I wake up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, go work out before work. You know what I mean? And I'm up, I sleep 5-6 hours a night. So my thing is like, I'm
attention energetic. Spin?
Yeah, I cannot find a book that like can just keep my attention. And like,
I'm surprised that you're not into audiobooks.
But people have told me, I think people are gonna notice from this episode, people tell me to do a lot of things and I don't do it. It's like,
he's hard-headed, clearly.
Yeah, very. But, because my brother, the book, I think it's War on All Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, I have that book.
So I actually bought that book, and I started it. I probably got, like, 100 pages in.
It's a very tough read.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother, he listened to that through audiobook.
Oh, okay.
And so he was like, yo, just audiobook it. And I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sounds like a good idea.
To me, it's just like life or experience is the best teacher. And I mean, the one book that I did read, The Alchemist, great book. And I learned a lot from that book. You know what I mean? And I think that was my first summer back when I got back from Croatia. And I was like trying to figure out what was going on, da 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 da, whatever. Right. So I would literally just go to a park and read 20 pages.
Right.
You know, sit in my living room, and I had like a routine, maybe read 10 pages before I go to bed.
Right.
You know, something like that. But that book, like, it kept me engaged. Like, I was like, oh, let me see what Santi's getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to read it, but it's rare for me to find something. So, hey, if anybody got a good book...
If you don't stop, I have a whole library in my living room.
You're right, but I don't want to take those books and never bring them back. And then,
yeah, because I'll fight you.
Start hitting me up like, hey, so how's the book coming? I'm like, yeah.
yeah. I'll write some stuff down for you.
Yeah. If anybody has any good book recommendations along the lines of The Alchemist, I promise to try to
slide into his DM.
Hey.
For a book, you nasty.
Oh, no. Hey. Yeah, for books. I like to read sometimes.
Oh my God, whatever. So one thing that, you know, I was curious about, Jacob, because you've mentioned about living in all these different countries and, you know, being a soccer player, you were athletes since a very young age. And I always knew that you would be, I just assumed you'd just be like a soccer player. Yeah. But you're not just a soccer player, because what are you doing as your profession right now outside of the podcast?
The answer might change by the time that people hear this, but right now, I'm a digital marketing coordinator.
What does that mean?
So, you know, like those annoying emails that you get from Target? They're like, hey, we noticed you looked at this. Come back and buy. I create those annoying emails for my company. And then I do like website design and updates and stuff like that. So it's cool. So the beginning of this year, I had a tryout. I did well, but the team went in another direction. Mm-hmm. And then the team in Hartford had their own plans. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I couldn't just sit on my dad's couch.
Right.
So, like, I got my master's degree. You know what I mean? Like, all right, hey, maybe soccer's coming to an end.
Okay.
So then I started applying for jobs.
Okay.
Got the job. That was March. March 18th was, like, my first day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool job. How do I say it without sounding...
I mean...
It ain't for me.
That's fine.
I'll put it... And it's, like... I said this, I think, on, like, this first or second episode. It was, like, the beginning of the summer, and it was a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I looked over at my team member, and I was like, yo, I had a break. It was, like, 2 or 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And I was like, yo,
I'm at work,
yeah. Okay. And I was like, yo, I hit a brick wall. She was like, you don't got work to do? Like, I'll give you some work. And I was like, nah, just, like... This is the first summer... I've played soccer since I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
First summer in my life since... Not 5, but ever. Yeah. That I'm in a building working. My summers when I was in college, I was either working at a camp or playing soccer or both. Mm-hmm. High school, I was playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I was always out. But now, 9 or 8:30 to 5 every day. And I sit there and I'm like, kudos to everybody that loves their jobs and loves going to work.
Yeah.
That shit is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And that, like, when I started my podcast, I didn't go into it with the intention or the expectation, like, oh, it's going to blow up. I'm going to end up on BET, whatever.
Right, right.
But it's this thing that I have that, like, it has the potential to be something. Something big, whatever that big is,
right.
You know, and I think now that I've started it and I've gotten the response that I have, it's like, okay, this could be a thing, but I have something that's mine that when I'm at work 9 to 5, now I'm getting out of work and doing something for me. Like, I'm not just working for the business, I'm working for myself,
yeah.
And that feels good.
That's awesome. And I think the that moment where you realize, well, you know, I can't just sit on my dad's couch. I have to get, like, a real job and things like that. And now you're realizing that real job isn't for me.
Right.
And that whole mindset, I feel like that's where all of us are right now in our lives.
Sure.
Is that we're trying to figure out what we like. I had this girl. She's from a company called Aglow, and her name is Shay. And she has a 9-to-5 that she actually enjoys. But she started her side hustle because she knew that there was something... How do I put it? Something creative that she could do. She does like boutique, like decorating, flower walls, things like that for like wedding and events and things like that. And it's like, sometimes you have to just try something out. Like you said, you know, you started the podcast hoping that it would bring you joy, which it does. You don't know if it's going to be lucrative, but you hope it will.
Right.
And you didn't know if you would like it, but you do.
Yeah.
If you had not started it, then you wouldn't be here now.
You never. And that's... one episode that I want to talk about is like pulling the trigger. You know, a lot of people like me, all the moves that I made, I never knew what I was getting into. When I moved to Buffalo, I think I knew one person. She went to University of Buffalo. We went to middle school together. But, and I vaguely knew she was there, but like not even, you know. And then I went to England, didn't know a soul out there. everywhere I went, I never knew what I was getting into, but I pulled the trigger, and it's like, worst case scenario, I come home. Like, home, my family's always been supportive. I can always come home. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, all right, I'm never going to know if I'm going to like this podcast, how I'm going to feel if I don't start it. If I don't try, you always got to try. Like, failure, you can't be afraid of failure. Because we all mm-hmm. fail, but I think the only way you fail is if you don't get back up.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to win all the time. Absolutely. Know? So I think, yeah, the only time you're going to fail is if you don't get up.
Absolutely.
And, like, I'm blessed to now be back playing with the national team. And that opened doors for soccer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm probably most likely back in where I belong.
Okay.
And even when I was with the national team, there were guys like, yo, you got a podcast? Like, what's it about? Like, mm-hmm. da da da. And there was one of the guys on the team who was like, yo, like, I actually want to start a podcast now. And just off of listening, I think at that point I had 2 episodes out. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yo, that's dope that you do that, da da da. And like, we're literally in Honduras and he's playing my podcast on his phone walking around the hotel. I'm like, no, stop doing that. I don't want to hear my voice. But yeah. So
it's very cool.
Yeah.
It definitely sets you apart, especially now, to have something else going on. Like,
exactly.
Oh, you work at blah 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 school. Yeah, but I also like make clothes or, you know, I do websites and stuff like that. It's funny because, you know, you're probably going to have a lot of these moments where you're like, wow, people listen to it.
Yeah.
People listen. You're going to have a lot of those moments. I remember sitting outside of Story and Soil and I was with my friend Teresha and we're just talking, blah, blah, blah. And some girls goes up to me and she was like, are you a Mnaris? And I was like, yeah. And of course, my placement's at a negative place. I'm like, did I mess with her man or something? Like, I'm like, what? Who's this? And then she's like, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, no way.
Oh, that's dope.
And then I find myself like talking about it with friends just because, right. You know, I'm talking like, I'm either having like an issue, I'm struggling with something, and people will be like, oh, you have a podcast? What is it? Because that's the new way of people learning.
Yeah.
For those who can't sit in front of, because the rate of anxiety in adults with ADHD and ADD is increasing. Mm-hmm. So people who are reading is less and less. Like people who sit down and can actually get through a book is very, very little.
Yeah.
So people are learning and growing through podcasts. Right. That's how people learn.
Yeah, for sure. One of my favorite podcasts, so it's the Combat Jack podcast. It's mm-hmm. more of like a hip-hop type podcast,
cool.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do it anymore because I forgot the guy, one of the guy's names, he passed away.
Oh.
But they did an interview with J. Cole. And J. Cole is like my favorite rapper, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody who knows me knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a 2-hour interview with him. And the first thought that goes to anybody's head is like, 2 hours? Like, you want me to sit here and listen to this interview for 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
But it came out when 2014 Forest Hills Drive came out. I had just moved to England,
mm-hmm.
so I was like by myself. I was in a relationship, going through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So many things was happening at that time. But
mm-hmm.
that interview, it sounds cheesy, but like changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, like it's the way people learn.
Mm-hmm.
But like he talks about like appreciation and living in the moment and like stuff like that in that interview. That when I first got to England, I started to adapt to life and I started to appreciate where I was, like, and this isn't like a play on anybody I grew up with or like went to high school with, but I could guarantee you, like, there aren't many people that even we went to school with that could point to Croatia on a map.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And before I went to Croatia, I was one of those people.
Right.
Like, I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But so who's to think a kid that grew up in Hartford and Bloomfield?
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Croatia for almost a year. Like,
right.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But certain podcasts like that helped me learn
awesome.
How to appreciate it, how to maneuver these waters that
mm-hmm.
were unfamiliar.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
you talked earlier about not letting, like, fear get in the way and how you pull the trigger a lot. Is there anything that you fear right now or anything that scares you?
Not really. So right now, I just alluded to, I'm back with the national team.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening doors, but I still have my job,
mm-hmm.
right? And there was a promotion that I kind of was kind of mine, more or less, mm-hmm. but they didn't give it to me because they think I'm quit, and mm-hmm. because of soccer. That's part of the reason.
Got it.
And I was talking to one of my coworkers, me and her, real cool. She just got promoted, so I was going to move into her mm-hmm. slot, but she's been there for a little over a year mm-hmm. and everything. And I trust her, so I tell her stuff like, yeah, bro, she knows that I'm not happy there. Mm-hmm. Not happy there, but in the work life.
Right.
So we were talking, and I was like, this is the first time I'm going through some like, all right, if I leave this job, I have to do X, Y, Z. You know, like I'm in these unfamiliar waters because I've never had a real job before.
Right.
You know, so not that I'm afraid of that, but I'm currently in unfamiliar waters that, you know, I got an opportunity to go play soccer in Detroit right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a step, I'll say a step sideways. I don't want to say a step back, mm-hmm. But it's a step sideways. And in my head, it's like, it's a step sideways, but it could project me forward.
So, but are you fearing the unknown? Is that what it is?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So my thing is like, all right, if I take this opportunity and leave my job mm-hmm. and do it and it doesn't work out, and I know that I'm overthinking it, and I'm thinking like, all right, I'm trying to control a bunch of stuff that I have no control over. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like where I'm at now. What happens with work? Like, bro, I got a car I got to pay for. It. You know what I mean? Like, I've got bills. So mm-hmm. it's like, gone are the days that, all right, when I was playing soccer, I was good. I didn't have anything to worry about. Mm-hmm. You know, but now it's like, you're a little older. You can't lollygag how you were when you were younger, chasing yeah. a dream. You get into that point, it's like, life's happening.
Life happens.
Yeah. It's fast. The year's already almost over.
I know. You have a beard.
Crazy, right? That's, I remember when you first met me, I couldn't even get.
No, you had all the hair up top.
Yeah, I couldn't even, what's the word, peach fuzz. I couldn't even have three strands on my chin. But that's because now.
You have like bags underneath your eyes. That's how I know that you work 9 to 5.
I sleep. It's crazy. I sleep literally 5-6 hours a night.
That's crazy. I love sleep.
But I've always been like that. I function good on little to no sleep.
Well, it sounds like what you're describing, Jacob, is what any person who's going to fall into a new endeavor has to do, is figure it out, right? Figuring out how this is going to look, how you're going to pay your bills, and it sounds like you've landed on your feet every other time.
And that's the thing. I know why I'm worried, but mm-hmm. I've always figured it out.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I always say, like, I personally, I mean, you know me, I've almost never stressed.
Yeah.
Like, and people, my ex-girlfriend used to say, like, yo, it annoys me that you're never stressed. Like, I never see you just, like, mm-hmm. aggravated. It's like, because why? You know, mm-hmm. like, what does that solve? And I get some people, mm-hmm. you know, have, you know, struggle with that. But my thing is, like, mm-hmm. me personally, I don't understand the concept of stressing things because you're just making the situation worse. But everything that I've been through, like you said, I've always landed on my feet. I've always figured it out one way or another.
Yeah.
And this situation is just pulling the trigger and just going. And I think awesome. I'm going to try and get out to Detroit the first week of October
okay.
to check it out, see if it's worth it.
Okay.
And then if it is, I'll come back, get my car, and either leave after my birthday or...
Oh, yeah, your birthday's in October.
Yeah. October 13th.
Yes.
I'm accepting gifts.
Wow. This is where we end.
You know what? I'll just take podcast listens. That's
okay.
That's all.
Speaking of, listens. So then this is a perfect way to end. Where do we find you, Jacob?
So my podcast is on, it's How'd I Get Here? Emphasis on the apostrophe.
I will put that in the show notes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, because I have one of my boys, he hit me up and he was like, yo, I can't find the podcast. And I was like,
you know, you could just put your first and last name too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Learning new things every day.
So it is on Apple Podcasts.
It's on all streaming.
Like Spotify, SoundCloud,
Google Play,
iHeartRadio.
Oh, I don't think I'm that cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I might not be that cool.
Okay.
But
Google Play for sure.
Yeah, it's for
as
sure
long as you cover Android and iPhone, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And on you, do you have a Facebook and Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. It's howd_I_get_here.
Why did you do that?
Because they wouldn't let me just put how'd I get here. I tried. Yeah. I know.
That's annoying. Difficult. That's all right.
And then my personal podcast, because my personal page, because the podcast is linked there. And there's a link in the bio. Mm-hmm. Condi's_island_15.
I'm gonna give you a little tip.
I wish I could have took a picture of your face.
Because what I'm the like, hell? Oh,
underscores are cool.
No, we're gonna talk about this offline. But thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I'm on all streaming devices as well.
iHeart.
I'm on iHeart.
She's cool. I'm not.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, but honestly, the best way to reach me is via DM on Instagram because Facebook Messenger is weird, or an email, basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. Please send me your questions, your guest suggestions, anything that you would like to see in the future. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe because the more subscriptions, ratings, and reviews, the easier it is for people to find the podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.